Let me tell you where we are in terms of the ballot totals for the different stations. KPFA has received 828 ballots. KPFK has received 627 ballots. KPFT, surprisingly, has received 550. Surprisingly, because that has the smallest membership right now, and that's about three quarters of their quorum. And WPFW has 400. The ballots from WBAI are going to be picked up tomorrow morning. I think some folks know that are going to be counted tomorrow morning. This amounts to between 30% and 50% of the quorum. It's worrisome to me. Traditionally, the last week is way over half the ballots, but I don't know if this is a traditional election or not. So there is a problem with that. In terms of the addresses, we're still having quite a problem. The addresses, for example, at KPFA that were given us are all out of date. I would say for paid staff, 90% of them were out of date. In other words, these were addresses where we sent ballots out and they never got to people, and we had to call up the individuals and find out where they actually lived. And some had moved 5 years ago. Something should be done about this, because we should have at least update addresses of people who have moved several years ago. WBAI, everybody knows this, is the worst. Laverne sent me a relatively long letter, and there looks like there's a discrepancy of about 1,300 names between the names that we sent out and some of the names on PayPal. Now, she said she sent me an attachment, but the attachment wasn't there, so I'm going to have to... We're arranging to talk tomorrow about this process. This is huge, because if we're talking of 1,300 people who are members who haven't gotten ballots, that's a solution. We're going to have to talk about that. I just found out about this today. Before today, we knew that there were 350 people who needed ballots, and we sent out about 250 of that 350 first-class mail, but we still have over 100 to go just to WBAI. With the rest of the stations, it's not so bad. We're talking a handful of staff at WPFW and KPFT. The unpaid staff at KPFK, none of them got their ballots, so those were mailed out first class. Michael Sanchez, the local election supervisor, has called randomly a few people. They all have their ballots now, so that part has been taken care of. The unpaid staff there has gotten their ballots. With the membership, at KPFA, there's fewer members who've been asking for ballots than staff. The big problem has been staff addresses, not so much the membership. And at KPFT and at WPFW, the number of people who've asked for ballots who haven't received them is about 15 in both cases. So that's the situation there. That's one problem. Problem of mailing of addresses and of getting of working out a system that we don't go through this every single year. Part of WBAI's problem is that the PayPal was not integrated into the MemSys, and I think we're going to have a problem in terms of making sure that there's some training that goes on at WBAI in particular, but perhaps at all the stations, to standardize how MemSys is used, because it seems to me that if every station on things like this has their own methods, that the PNB has to step in and say, this, you know, membership lists are membership lists, and we're using the same database, MemSys, at all the stations, and it would seem to me that there are some standards in terms of how things are sent out. One of the problems also with the PayPal is that dual households or households with more than one member where they paid more than $50, somehow the household has been reduced to one person. So we're going to have to look at that. There are several problems. And this is October 4th, and the election theoretically ends October 15th. So between October 4th and October 15th, some decision, particularly about WBAI, has to be made because there is a problem. In addition, I've come up with another problem, and it does have to do with counting the ballots. One of the things we didn't think too much about is what happens when you have a very, very long ballot, and I'm particularly thinking of KPFK and WBAI. The ballots were sent out in landscape mode. I'm hearing squeaking on my noise, on my phone. The ballots were sent out in landscape mode, but with so many ballots, the boxes are so close to each other that when I use the software that we used last time and talked to the person who some people know, Ilya, about this, when he used the new version of their software, he found that he got only 60% correct, and that 40% had false readings because the boxes were so close together. The ballot boxes, and particularly for people who've seen the KPFK and the WBAI boxes, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you see this long row of candidates, long row of boxes that you can mark. And so I'm relying on a couple of other institutions, one that Bill Crozier gave me, but also I hired a crackerjack programmer from Berkeley, and he is fairly positive, much more positive than I am, fairly positive that he can write a specific program just for this, which would be, for us, much cheaper, but then it would be the program that would count and take these ballots and put them in a form that Choice Plus Pro can use. So tomorrow's our first test of that program. We're meeting at the studio, and we'll have it. A third problem are the web pages. We tried to get around the web pages at local stations by having Otis put up, for example, the candidate statements. That worked well because that means that the local election supervisors could add the MP3s, the candidate statements, et cetera, and that worked pretty well. We had also expected to be able to put up easily accessible MySpace pages, which has had all this stuff on, ran into some programming problems, which I think have been resolved. But again, I'll be talking to Otis and a person who's working on this. And they both are saying that they're going to be, well, Otis I'll be talking to tomorrow, and Clay I'll be talking to, I'll be meeting actually tomorrow, to talk to see whether at least for this last week, we have some decent web pages. But it seems to me that with the web pages, it's much better that we simply have a link to Pacifica.org on each local station, because we can't get proper information up quickly. It's very, very difficult. There are other problems, and some of those problems are mentioned in the memo from the PNB Election Committee. But what I've just gone through right now is where we're at. And I'm primarily interested in making sure that I get the ballots out to people. That's taking a lot of time. And making sure that I get the program done that will count these ballots. And those are my two main priorities that I'm working on right now. The third one is the web, is getting up those individual web pages that can be managed by the local election supervisors to put any additional information on.
We are at time.
Okay, thank you, Les. Now, Les, please stay on the line.
And we have a motion from the election committee. And what we're gonna, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have Carolyn present them. She's a member of the election committee. I'm gonna give
point
you
point of order, Grace.
Yes.
Point of order, Grace. This is Nia. Need to make a motion to extend. I mean, I'll do that because I'm sure other people want to ask questions.
Okay, wait a second. Les, do you need more time?
No, that's fine.
No, she
tell you
extend. Okay, now we're gonna move to the election committee report.
But time is up. You just said though.
No, this is that's for his report, the National Election Supervisor report.
Yeah, next is committee report.
There's 20 minutes for the election committee to present. What we'll do is this. We'll have Carolyn give the report and then motivate the first motion, and then I'll give Les a chance to give his input first. Then we'll have further discussion on each motion. Carolyn, what are there, five motions altogether?
Yes, there are, and I think that's the bulk of the report, and that there were a series of questions that we had for the supervisor, but also for the committee.
Okay, so we're all going to...
Do you want those first, or do you want the motions first?
Point of
Let's
order, Madam
them.
Chair.
Yes.
Yes. Didn't I read on one of your memos that this would be an hour and a half meeting?
Yes.
And that would be in about 1 minute, I believe?
That's correct. There is an executive session call for this evening, so the time for this entire meeting is up, unless somebody cares to extend time for the open session.
See, that's... Leslie, I guess you could make... Maybe they'll take it coming from you. Go ahead, Leslie.
It's up to the body.
Sure,
right,
I move to... I move to extend this for, Nia, what did you propose, 10 minutes? Finish this discussion with Les?
First of all, if they have five motions or four motions that people want to speak, I was going to say about a half an hour. That only makes sense to me.
Well, all right, let's give them the governor. That's fine. Let's extend
okay,
by half an hour.
Does anyone object to extending time for the open session by a half hour?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to a vote on this motion to extend. It takes a two-thirds vote. Richard, can you please take a roll call vote on a motion to extend this agenda by a half hour?
Okay, this is a motion to extend. Sherry Gindelman?
No.
Bonnie Simmons? Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Pass? Joe Wanzala?
I'll pass for now.
Sean O'Brien?
Pass.
Excuse me, Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder? Sandra Rowland?
No.
Wendy Shrell, Susan Young.
Pass.
I apologize for my coughing. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Welcome.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
AC Bird.
Yes.
Lizette King.
Abstain.
Gregory Edwards.
It's time to prioritize the business of Pacifica. I say yes.
Billy Ray, could you please just vote yes or no? Or
okay.
Abstain?
Yeah, he
Thank
voted
you.
Yes, please. Let's move
Thank
on.
You. David Beaton? Fia Wangaza?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yeah, I said yes. Back when?
I'm sorry, you said you passed. Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Abstain.
What was it?
He abstained.
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Sandra Rowland, I think. No, who passed? Susan Young? Susan,
how about
did you
four?
Pass?
Yes.
Okay. 10-4, two against, and two abstentions.
All right, the motion passes. So what we'll do is we'll break up these motions in roughly equal parts, which will give them about 5 minutes each. Sean, you're keeping the clock, right? We'll have Carolyn motivate the motion first.
Yes.
We'll have Les give his opinion about the motion as the National Election Supervisor, and then we'll have discussion. Then we'll vote on each motion.
Madam Chair,
yes.
For your timer's sake, you want me to time this at 30 minutes or in five-minute segments?
In five-minute segments, please.
Thank you.
Okay. Carolyn, please give the report and motivate the first motion.
Thank you. Yes, these were mailed out. Everyone should have them. The report consists of a list of questions, which were actually after the motions, and some of them, I wonder if we could ask Les to respond to those in writing to the committee in order to save time instead of reading them out. Les, is that possible?
Sure.
Okay, that would save us. There were eight questions, and if you could possibly...
They're in the most recent agenda that I sent out.
Yeah, I have.
I think I sent Les a copy.
Yes, I have this. I'm surprised. I guess nobody got the update to the election committee report that Bill Crossier sent. It sounds like it, but that's all right.
It's not in this? I thought that was the update.
No.
I'm sorry. My fault.
No, I think you worked. That's why I didn't put these motions on this agenda, Carolyn. I put them on at your request, thinking that you had some new information that I didn't have.
Yeah, the update was September 25th.
Okay, so you know what? Let's start on the first motion. Let's start with the first motion that was still on it.
Sure.
Okay, and I'll look for the other thing.
Thank
Carolyn,
you.
Can
point
you
of,
please motivate?
Point of order, Madam.
Yes.
Point of order, Madam Chair. That last vote was affirmative by 13-2-2.
Okay, thank you. All right. Why don't you motivate the first motion, Carolyn?
The first motion has to do with the question of candidates who engage in disruption of board meetings, national and local board meetings, and events. And the motion reads, the election committee recommends that the local election supervisors and national election supervisors supervisor consider disruptions of Pacifica's meetings or events as possible grounds for disqualification.
I'm just going to read... I think it's faster. I'll just read what we've answered with all of these, because that way it's very, very, very quick. That doesn't mean that there can't be more discussion. Okay. I felt that the motion is not really needed because I can already disqualify candidates for that, but I feel it's subjective and difficult to decide at what point a disruption is enough to disqualify someone.
The original motion did have a provision in it for audio and visual evidence to be submitted, and recommendations by the chair, if necessary, but that was eliminated from the final wording.
Uh-huh.
So your response to that is that it is moot, that it's not necessary, or that you would like this as backup?
I don't think it's helpful because, I mean, we can already disqualify candidates for that, and we've had a very, very difficult time doing that. Many times, even with the visual evidence, we find that there's that sometimes with some of these forms that all the candidates would be disqualified. We've talked literally about the disruption. My feeling is that it's good. That's why we're putting the audio on the system so people can listen and make the decision themselves. And the PNB should, at some point, say, here are the objective, not the subjective, but the objective criterion. For example, if one punches a local election supervisor in the nose, which has happened, then that person should be disqualified. We didn't disqualify that person, by the way. What we have done is sometimes removing people from taking part in any other forums. We've tried to use penalties, but still allowed people, the voters, to make the decision as to whether those people should be removed or not voted onto the board. And I consider the fact that we do have the power to disqualify people. It's awkward because generally when that happens, it's because a struggle has started and it gets really difficult making an objective decision.
At this moment, are you the only person making that decision, or does the local supervisor have a say?
Well, because I'm here at the national, it's mostly the local election supervisor who makes the recommendation.
Recommendation, okay.
Okay.
Well, do we want to vote on that now, or should I go through all of them?
No, we're going to vote on them one at a time so we get something done. Okay, so let's take a vote on whether to uphold this motion. The Elections Committee recommends that the LES-NES consider disruptions of Pacifica's meetings or events as possible grounds for disqualification. That passed in the Election Committee by a vote of 7 in favor, 4 opposed, and no abstentions. I believe we're probably out of time by now, Sean. Is that correct?
By 12 seconds.
Okay, so Richard, please take a roll call vote on this motion.
Okay, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
I'd like to respectfully ask that when we take these votes, please just say yes, no, or abstain, or pass. The conversation takes more time than we need, and all I need is yes, no, or abstain, or pass. Thank you. Sherry Gendelman.
No.
Bonnie Simmons. Andrea Turner. Andrea? I can't hear you, Andrea.
No.
Thank you. Joe Wanzala? Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Leslie?
Pass. I'm sorry, I'm going to pass for the moment.
Okay. Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder, Sandra Rollin?
No.
Wendy Sorrell, Susan Young?
Pass.
Tia Bediaco?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown? Jim? Jim
nope.
Brown?
Nope.
Thank you, got it. A.C. Bird?
No.
Lucette King?
No.
Billy Ray Edwards?
No.
David Beaton? Fia Wangata?
Yes.
We had who? Leslie Pass? Leslie Radford?
No.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And Susan Young Pass?
Abstain.
Okay. 7-4. 9 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, the motion fails. Carolyn, let's go to the next motion.
Second motion. At any station at which there's reason to believe that a significant number of voters did not receive a ballot, a postcard should be immediately mailed to the entire membership with address correction requested. The postcard should ask anyone who has not received a ballot to contact the local election supervisor. The voters whose postcards bounce should be mailed a second ballot to the corrected address, or if no corrected address be available, that voter should be contacted by phone or email to get a corrected address. That passed 6-3-2. I suspect, if I may motivate it, that may be moot as well, as Les has instituted other procedures for contacting members who did not receive a ballot. Is that correct, Les?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, this year we did the NCOA scan immediately before we did send the ballots. And the nice thing about the NCOA scan is that on the first column, it says new address, new address, new address. So I have a sense of how many people, percentage-wise, on the list. This is assuming the lists are correct. Wrong assumption at WBAI. But the lists that are correct, we're ranging between 12 and 20% of the people having moved and having sent in change of address cards. That change of address card goes on to the NCOA, the National Change of Address thing. I had the mailing house do that just before they mailed any mailing to anybody on the listener list. And that has helped. There's no question about it. And it certainly has helped at four stations. It hasn't helped at WBAI because there it's a much more serious problem that has to be dealt with structurally, and it can't be dealt with in terms of postcards. There's something very seriously wrong, and we can go into that. That's a whole discussion in itself, and I'm going to be having that discussion with a number of people, including LaVarne. But the NCOA scan certainly should be done just before the mailing takes place because there are so many change of address. I would argue that people who send in a change of address card are probably more likely also to send in a ballot. So, for example, in Washington, D.C., 15% of the people had new addresses when we ran it through the NCOA scan. That's more than their quorum. So if just those people voted, they didn't get their ballots because if the NCOA scan hadn't been run. The second thing is dealing better with people who call in. That has to be centralized, and the way we're centralizing this is this, I'm taking care of staff nationwide because it's a small number, and the local election supervisors, except for WBAI, are taking care of the listeners. So there's one person that takes care of all of this stuff, and it seems to me that that's the way to do it. In addition, there should be more advertising on the web page, and I notice that that's still a problem, that for people who don't get ballots, that's one of the first things that should be on the web page. I'll try to really push that this next couple of days because we are sending out the first-class things. The first-class mailings are getting there, at worst, 2 days later. The New York ones were 87 cents a pop, by the way. So I don't know. I'm not for this resolution. I'm not for resolution two. I'm for us dealing with this structurally, not the way it's dealt with here.
So you feel that the structural and other things that
there
you
still are other
car,
things that have
or,
to be done, but the NCOA thing, that's like a minimum, not a maximum.
A point of information. I understood that the second address from a two-person household eliminated was a product of the NCOA scan. Is that not true?
No.
You said it was PayPal.
No, this is just WBAI.
And was that PayPal or NCOA?
Yes, PayPal. But it's just PayPal at WBAI.
Right.
Point of information, Gray. This is Mia.
Yes.
Okay. Are other people going to be able to ask questions aside from Carolyn? Or how are we doing this?
Okay.
Because I have a question for the less.
Okay.
He said that
I understand.
Who's doing BAI?
Go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
With your question.
So who's doing BAI, Les? You said every other station except BAI. Who's doing BAI?
Two of us. I have some people at the national office who are helping me. So because there's so many, I mean, we now are sending out 350 additional ones, and it turns out there's another 1,300 that might have to be sent out. If that's the case, I don't have a strategy for that, but of the 350, Ethan Young and I have divided those up, and I have about 200 and some here, and he has 100 and some that he's sending out.
Hello, whoever is saying a phone number over the phone, please mute.
He's sending me the list that I'm to send. That's about 250 names. And because I'm not doing it alone. I mean, I am getting some help here from the national office and from the National Election Committee here of just getting those names into a spreadsheet. And then I dump them off at the central office in Oakland. From the central office in Oakland, if I dump them off by 8:30, they get in New York Monday, and they'll be delivered Tuesday.
Great. Okay. Great. This is me. Could I just have just one more follow-up?
We're probably out of time for this, but go ahead quickly.
Yeah. Okay. Quickly. Based on what you just said, Les, about the AI, then I'd like to recommend, however you want to say it, because I can't direct you what to do, Les, to recommend that you extend the AI election for another 3 weeks if we have all these problems. And I get calls every day about people not getting their ballots. So that's my motion, that I recommend that you extend the AI election for 3 weeks beyond October 15th.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the power to extend it 3 weeks. I don't even know if I have the power to extend it 2 weeks, given how we started. But I certainly would agree with your sentiment that I don't know how I could possibly, if it turns out to be 16 names, how we can possibly get those reasonably in the hands of the people in the next few days. I agree with you.
Okay, this is Les's adjudication. He's in charge of the election and can make that decision. So now, before we go on, Carolyn and the rest of the board, I sent you the update that Bill Crozier sent regarding these motions that are on the agenda. Carolyn, can you please read the pertinent one regarding the pertinent update that Bill sent out for each one of these motions before you motivate them?
Yeah, Madam Chair, we are in time on this latest motion by about a minute.
Okay, very good. So the motion is motion two. Actually, I don't believe that this is necessary to even go over this because there were NCOA scans. Motion two is no written protocol for local election supervisors and division of responsibilities, inconsistencies between stations and what the LESs are doing, what information they are broadcasting, whether members can be... am I reading the right thing? Oh, no, I'm not reading the right thing. I'm sorry, everybody. Motion two is at any station at which there is reason to believe that a significant number of voters did not receive a ballot, a postcard should be immediately mailed to the entire membership with address correction requested. Okay, Les already addressed that issue. The WBAI problem really doesn't have to do with address correction. This has already been addressed with the NCOA scan. Les, do you think that there's any reason to belabor this motion?
I don't.
Okay. I don't know what to say. Bill Crozier has an update to this in he says, regarding motion two, mailing with address correction requested, I asked whether NCOA scans were done before the ballot mailings at all stations, and Les confirmed that they did do NCOA scans after deduping the mailing list at each station before the ballots were sent out. He believes that the number of members who did not get ballots is pretty small. Of course, Les corrects that notion regarding WBAI particularly.
Yeah, I
didn't
mean,
he feels
but,
the bigger
yeah.
problem is getting voters to return ballots. He'd like to just achieve quorum but have a much higher response rate, blah, blah, blah. So I don't think that this is does anyone feel that we need
sure.
to take up this motion and pass it at this time?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Rico. I make a motion that we disregard this motion if there are no objections.
Okay, does anyone second that?
I second.
Okay. Is anyone opposed to that? All right. Hearing none, we'll go on to motion three. Okay. According to Bill Crozier, in his update, Les stated that all local election supervisors agreed with the motion.
With all parts of it.
Okay. Carolyn, do you want to motivate it?
I'm sorry. I got kicked off the call for a minute. Wrong motion three. Why don't you continue with that? Because I was lost.
Okay. Bill Crozier gave an update to motion three, saying that everyone agrees with basically most of Motion 3. Motion 3 is the election committee requests that the PNB send out a directive to all local election supervisors to produce and air announcements that instruct members what to do if they have not received a ballot, as well as encourage voters to return their ballots, and that all such announcements be put into regular and repeated rotation until October 15, 2009. Further, that all Pacifica websites be updated to provide information for requesting ballots.
I second that motion.
Okay. Now, Les had a comment about this. Les?
The only
is this
comment
already
I had,
being done?
Well, it's being done insofar as we can. Sometimes it's been very difficult to try to get this stuff on the local websites, everything in there, all of us strongly agree with, and we've talked about this on our teleconferences, that we've got to get this information up, that all websites at this point should have on them providing information for requesting ballots. I haven't checked it recently, but I believe Otis put that up on the Pacifica website. The thing that we're doing with the carts is vote, 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 vote. Get their ballots in.
There might be some.
This is Kathy. Can I be on the stack, please?
Okay. Let me just say that there might be some benefit to passing this motion, and then the motion can be sent to the general managers for implementation.
Right.
We wanted radio announcements. This is Wendy.
Okay. Well, the motion contains radio on-air announcements
as well as
web announcements.
Yep.
So, Kathy, you had a comment?
Well, yeah, that was the comment that I wanted to make. I think that in New York City, the station is under siege with people who haven't gotten their ballots.
Yes.
So it's just really important that it something be on air.
Yep.
Because not everybody goes to the website, but they do listen on air. So that was my point.
All right. In order to better facilitate the election, is there anyone opposed to this motion number 3? Would anyone like me to read it again?
No, please don't.
Okay, so is there any objection to this motion?
I'm abstaining.
Okay. Is there any other abstention or objection? Hearing none, this passes with one abstention by Sherry Gendelman. Richard, please note that. Okay, Carolyn, you want to motivate? Let's look over motion number 4.
Number 4 was a no-brainer. It's already been done. There was a discrepancy in the announcements as to whether the deadline for receiving ballots was October 14th or 15th. The websites, Les has explained that the websites will be changed to say October 15th, so that motion is moot, essentially.
Okay. And what about
anybody, if anybody sees discrepancies, just get them to me, because I don't. Sometimes I look at them and my mind has the proper dates in them, and I don't proofread them correctly, but I think they're all on task now. God, I hope so.
Okay, now, all right, very good, Les. On is motion 5 relevant?
I was asking that the NES that Les address these issues and report back to the PNB, including issues such as the non-enforcement of fair campaign rules and the mailing of ballots, and that Les meet with the Elections Committee as soon as possible. That was a big issue for us. We wanted to meet with him.
Second that motion.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, let's take this. Okay. The motion.
And I agree with it, so, I mean, I agree with it no matter what. In other words, I think I should
leave.
And I'll you know, part of it. I'm not going to go into that. I agree with it.
Okay, but what about? Okay, so you will. This is to just. It's just a report back.
Well, the resolution of two issues. One is the enforcement or non-enforcement of fair campaign rules.
Right.
evidently complaints that have not been adjudicated.
That's
and
correct.
And then the
yeah.
question of the mailing of the ballots you've already addressed. But I think if you could report to the PNB via the committee or directly about those two issues and meet with the elections committee, that that's the gist of that motion.
Okay, in order to save time, do you have anything to say about this non-enforcement, the non-enforcement of fair campaign rules to the PNB at this time?
Yeah, the main, the basic thing is that I should, I mean, I've said this before, these all should be posted on Pacifica.org. They are not. It's my responsibility. A lot of the decisions on these things, I go over with the local election supervisors. They are both stressed and overworked, and we need to deal with this whole thing because when I get into, for example, this campaign mode, we are making some decisions, and those decisions are not being announced to enough people. I think they are being announced to the people who are directly affected, but they don't. They need to be generalized, and I understand that. And so there's a local election supervisor. Of the different things that we do, we prioritize, and unfortunately, the non-enforcement of the unfair campaign rule gets near the bottom. I mean, it's like having to be sent sound checks, having to take the time to listen to the sound check, then go over to the local election supervisor, and we make a decision as to whether the sound check represents reality or what it does represent. And these are coming in constantly. So I have, you know, we've made decisions on all of the unfair campaign provisions. People won't like them. They have not been publicized, and there's not a place yet, and there should be a place that they're put on immediately. I agree with that. I have not done that, so it's a failure. That's all I can say. I'll meet with the election committee, and we can talk about it, and maybe that's one place where somebody becomes, you know, a recorder or something, and that would be very helpful so that every time, you know, I just Twitter that off, I mean, it would be somebody on my Twitter, because the people on my Twitter are not members of Pacifica. So when I removed somebody just recently from a candidacy in KPFA land, and I Twittered the person. The person wasn't on my Twitter. Somebody got it, and, there's been a discussion, but none of the people who were discussing it were even members of KPFA. So I have a problem with that. Perhaps if all the election committees were on the Twitter, that would have... We should talk about that with the election committee.
All right, now we're at 7 o'clock. I don't believe, it doesn't sound to me like we have to take this up as a motion. Les has explained what he needed to explain to us, and he will be meeting with the election committee.
When's the next election committee meeting? I can ask Bill, of course.
Yeah, Bill will be in touch with you about perhaps a special meeting because it's so late.
Okay.
You would probably call one if you were going to be there.
Okay.
The 19th is our next regular meeting, but
call one and I will be there.
Okay, now also, Les, can you please, on the agenda that I just sent you, there are these questions. If you haven't responded to them already, can you either respond to them in writing or verbally at the next election committee or meeting, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now,
I have one quick question, one more question. The USB key, has that problem been solved?
Nope.
No, the answer is no, Carolyn.
Thank you.
And boy, have I checked. Everybody, I mean, you don't
Dan
know
Siegel?
How many people I've gone through.
Yes.
The USB key is lost probably forever, and it's a problem.
Yeah, we've
Thank
checked
you.
That.
But in addition to that problem, it looks like the software, and I'm just going to raise this. I don't think you should discuss it right now, but I'm going to raise it. What I'm what I'm considering, given the problems, particularly at WBAI and KPFK, is those people, and both stations, you know that this happens, people scrawl all over their ballots and they make funny marks and stuff like that. I would like, assuming that this is a small number of ballots, things would go much faster if we could get a group of three people minimally to redo those ballots, which are really in bad shape. I think it's going to be important for KPFK and WBAI because, as I said, even the updated version of Form Reader, which we may or may not use, even the updated version does not work well because the ballots are spaced so close together. The names, the boxes are so close together. It's a problem.
And thank I haven't you very much. Okay. You know, Les can go into this in detail at the National Election Committee. Carolyn, please ensure
I'll talk to Les about this. Yes, thank you.
Okay. It is after 7 o'clock. I would entertain a motion to adjourn, and then we'll move to an executive session.
So move.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any objection to adjourning? All right. Our next meeting will be the in-person meeting. And in 3 minutes, please dial into the closed session. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.